A leaked letter from Zimbabwe to the IMF warned that the country is heading towards economic collapse and that it needs assistance in clearing its existing debts to unlock new funding. The letter said Zimbabwe's economy could shrink by 15 to 20% this year. In a decision with potentially huge implications, Germany's Constitutional Court declared that the European Central Bank had acted improperly in buying government bonds under a quantitative easing program. Many legal experts fear that because the ECB is supposed to answer only to EU institutions, not to member governments, a constitutional crisis is being created. Italy has partly emerged from 8 weeks of lockdown, having been the first country in Europe to impose one. People can now go out to exercise, cafes have reopened for takeaway service, and travel to visit close relatives is now permitted. Canada banned assault-style weapons with immediate effect following a gun massacre in April. Venezuelan forces intercepted 2 boatloads of men allegedly trying to overthrow the country's dictator, Nicolas Maduro. 8 of the men were killed. Mr. Maduro accused America and Colombia of plotting the attack. As evidence, a captive was paraded post-interrogation on television. Meanwhile, a security contractor based in Florida claimed responsibility for the daring amphibious raid. The governments of America and Colombia denied any involvement. Coronavirus briefs. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 rose above 250,000. Infections surged in Russia to over 10,000 a day. Mikhail Mishustin, the Prime Minister, tested positive for the disease. The first infection was officially confirmed in Sana'a, Yemen's capital, which is held by Houthi rebels. Reports from Nigeria, Somalia, and Tanzania of a sharp rise in unexplained deaths suggested that official tallies of COVID-19 are misleadingly low. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said border restrictions would remain for some time to come, but she would like a quarantine-free travel bubble with Australia. In Germany, shops were allowed to reopen with social distancing. Football matches will resume in the Bundesliga, but without spectators.